So every time in this world that a person is trying to say the truth, immediately all the husks and all the evil inclination, all forces of darkness are coming to cover that truth. It's a nature. It's like a magnet. You say the truth. Like, let's say for an example, there was a righteous man, and he was a real righteous man, and he claimed to achieve a certain level because he really achieved that level. Immediately, right after him, hundreds of other people that are not even close to his level are claiming to achieve the same thing. And they, by their claims, are hiding his truth, that he really achieved that level. And now all the rest of us, we're going to hear that achievement from other people, like, okay, so that guy did it, and that guy did it, and that guy achieved it, and that person, and like, okay, all of them, and like, then you're going to test it, and you're going to see that it fails, that assumption doesn't work, it didn't happen, it didn't took place. So now, you're also not going to believe to that real righteous one, to that one that was really achieving it, and claimed it, and say the truth. The truth has such light, such shine, that the evil inclination cannot stand it. And this is why, after the Creator revealed the Torah to Am Yisrael, and the Torah been revealed to the world, since that moment and on, many other theories and Torot been revealed, came out to the world, and they're all just covering the truthfulness of the Torah. Now, when a person is trying to go and say the truth, he wants to go and to say the truth. He desires to go and to say the truth. So immediately the powers of darkness are attacking him in such cruel ways that every step of the way, every moment that he tries to get even the tiniest thing, he finds only obstacles and walls and difficulties and piles on piles of them. And it's not talking and referred only to the righteous ones, only to those, oh, the amazing ones, oh, they have such a difficult life. No. Also a regular person that wants to start. I remember myself in the beginning of my path, I wanted to learn Torah. When I was just willing to open a book, it like suddenly there were so many errands, so many things to take care of. You want to start making something important happen in your life. You want to change some simple things, just like to work out a little bit, to make some like 10 push-ups a day, like something like minimalistic, the beginning. I want to do something. I want to start eating healthy. In the minute that you come with that idea, I want to start eating healthy, that's when your aunts are coming with packages of sweets and giving you, suddenly it becomes Purim and everyone are giving the Mishloche Manot. Like, that's how nature works. That's how this world works. Now, people that are desiring the truth and they're trying to achieve the truth and they are willing to sacrifice, they're trying, and immediately when they start that process of finding the truth, only problems are covering them. Like in the beginning they heard, look, if you're going to be Jewish, if you're going to keep Torah, if you're going to keep Shabbat, your life will be so blessed because Shabbat is the source of blessing. Give your Maaser money, you'll be rich. Okay, all those amazing tricks. And then you start and you start lending money and you start asking for more loans and you start like losing it and you don't know what to do with yourself. Like you find yourself stuck. You wanted the blessing and you find yourself in front of mountains of difficulties and you just ask to do something good. And then what it makes you is to doubt yourself. It pushes you back to doubt yourself. Maybe my decision was wrong. Maybe I took the wrong turn. Maybe I was not supposed to become so strong in like, maybe it doesn't work. Like in reality, more difficulties, more problems, more obstacles. But when you understand this secret, when you realize what really goes on in this creation, that there is only one truth, and only those ones that will throw themselves on that truth will achieve it finally, And all the rest that are giving up in the way, they are giving up on life. So in that moment, you face yourself in front of that holy truth of having only one truth in reality, what that makes it so precious and so divine and so beautiful, and you just dedicate your life for that truth. Now, many of us are asking themselves, okay, so what's the truth? There are like many kinds, many aspects to truth. There is a truth that I should be a nice person. There is a truth that I should learn. There is a truth that I should take care of my family. There is a truth that, like, there are many truths. How I'm going to know in which direction to dedicate my life? Is it to the Torah? Is it to work? Is it to my health? Is it to my children? Maybe to take care of my parents? Like, so many things. My soulmate, buying a house. All those things can be seen like the truth. So how am I going to know in which path to choose? There is no way to know those things. When you want to know in which way to turn, which direction to take, you can never know the answer. From within, you can never know the answer. If you have two options, if you want to buy this house or that house, you want to take this job or the other job, and like both of them have qualities, both of them have also defaults. How can you choose? You cannot choose. You want to learn Torah and you have two books. How will you know what will be better for you to start with even? Like, how can you tell? You can never know. So what a person can do? A person can only try to build himself from within and to try to be the best person in the world that he can be, to be as righteous as he can be, and to ask for help from heaven, and then he should work on his confidence to know that if you did as much as you can as a person, you can be sure that the Creator will be there for you. And even if you're finding yourself facing obstacles and difficulties with no end, you should remind yourself all the time that this is the nature of the world, that in this world there is only one truth. In every situation, there is only one way that will lead you to the right path. The other is a mistake. And even if you're going to make many, many turns in that path, there was only one truth when you were facing that intersection. I mean to say that, let's say that you made the wrong choice and you turn left instead of turning right. Maybe there is a way to fix it. But again, there is only one way that is the shortest one to fix it. You might make another mistake. But then again, you will face an intersection that one of the turns will be the right one and one will be the wrong one compared to the other. So there is only one truth all the time. And how can you choose? Only when you are truthful. You should know that the Creator will stand there by your side. A person cannot prepare himself to all the difficulties in life, cannot prepare himself to all the challenges of life, can never learn all the subjects and all the issues and to be prepared with all the tools, with all the weapons, with all the solutions, with all the wisdoms, the advice. You cannot. No person on earth can be so knowledgeable, be so wise, so rich, so powerful, so all over the place to know all the things in the world. It does not exist. Only the Creator, He is in all those places in the same time. So for you to have the power to succeed in every intersection, in every situation, you need to be with Him. The way to be with Him is to work on yourself. When we are working on ourselves, when we are really dedicating our lives to be people of truth, to focus our effort into one direction, to see what is the real thing that needs to be done, what is the real truth, how can I be a better person, how can I be a nicer person, how can I work on my attributes and to be the best person, to be a vessel that the Creator will hover, will bring His light to shine upon me. That's the only way to succeed in every situation. There is no way to find a solution except of through prayer, through that inner preparation that you work on yourself to become a better person. There can be a medicine that will heal you and will kill someone else. And not because that it's poison, because he's sensitive to it, because the structure of his body is totally different than yours. And for him it's a cure, and for you it's a poison. And the opposite can be take place in life, and you can never know. Oh no, that's not good. Oh no, someone else told me that it's poison. You can never know by hearing someone's opinion what will be the right thing for you. There is an argument in the house. The wife is claiming this. The husband claims that. He is saying that's the right direction. She is saying the opposite. Now, what's the truth? You need to ask yourself. You need to ask yourself, what are the motives of my opinion? Where am I coming from? Why am I arguing? First of all, before that we're going into the details, check yourself. If you are separated from the truth, if you're a liar right now, if you're a lazy person right now, if you're doing it from the wrong reasons, for sure that the blessing is not by your side. You need to back off from that argument. But if you will find yourself that all your intentions are pure, that really you are arguing because you want to save lives, you have a reason, you heard something, it's important, your words must be said, you must say your things, you have to. And they will be heard because your partner will listen and he will hear in your words that you are right, that you are coming from a right place, from an honest place. And you should check your partner as well and to ask yourself, why is she so upset? Why is she so angry? Why is she arguing? Why she doesn't listen? Maybe she has something to say. Listen, like Hashem said to Abram, listen to her voice, not only to the words. Listen to the voice. The voice is delivering the intention. The voice is showing to you where that person stands. Why is he talking like that? Why is he saying? Why does he feel so much? Like why he's so washed with emotions? Why she's upset? Why? Listen to the voice. Means look for the intention. Your intention and their intention, and try to work on finding the pnimiyut, the inner side of every situation, to see how to connect yourself to that situation from a right place, from a holy place, with a right and straight approach. And by doing that, you will build inside of yourself a vessel that will be blessed in every situation. In every moment, the light of Hashem will shine upon you because you fixed your vessels, because you built a shape that can hold holiness and godliness, the light of heaven. Because the Creator is close to everyone that speaks the truth. And you, every person, me, myself, must work on our midot to be people of truth. As long as we're not truthful, and truthful does not mean not only to lie to other people, not to cheat, not to steal, not to rob, not to lie. No. Sometimes, for an example, a person sometimes can lie to himself without even paying attention. For an example, it's written on the mitzvah of Amalek, that Amalek was the nation that hated Am Yisrael the most, and he damaged Am Yisrael and fought with us and was a horrible enemy. And until today, spiritually, they are our enemies. And there are two mitzvot, two obligations about Amalek, how to deal with them. One is saying to us that we supposed to remember what they did to us. Zachor et asher asa lecha Amalek. You need to remember what that Amalek did to you. And the other one is lo tishkach, and don't forget what that he did to you. So why do we need both? If I remember, for sure I won't forget. And if I don't forget, so for sure I remember. Why I need to be obligated on those two? Because there are certain situations in life that you think that you remember, but you don't realize that you forget. You think, yeah, I'm religious. Yeah, I'm me, 100%. I'm keeping Shabbat, I'm fine. We're buying food only in the kosher grocery store. The meat, everything is kosher. Everything is perfect. Now I fulfilled my obligation. Yotzei yedei chova. I'm 100% fine. And it shows that you forgot the purpose of your creation. Always to seek for more. always to learn more, always to check yourself. Where are you holding? What is your level? What Hashem Elokecha shoel mimcha? What does God ask from you? What does Hashem want? What can I do more? Where I can help? Who needs some help? Who needs charity? How can I assist? What can I do? What more there is to learn? Maybe I forgot something. All the time you need to be in touch with reality. So sometimes a person can fool himself to think, oh yeah, me, I'm fine, everything's amazing, like it's in my pocket already. When you think you know, that's the moment you start to forget. Now, in every situation, a person must understand that he's open to those weaknesses, that his spirit is weak. And that's a problem that we're dealing with. Everyone has different weaknesses. Everyone has different natures that are making him confused, that his mind is distracted, that in certain situations he loses his way to communicate, that every person is weak in a way. So now, in those places, you are open to damages, to be attacked by the evil inclination. Let's say that you're afraid of relationships, okay? You're afraid of commitment. You're afraid to open your emotions because you've been hurt, and it's okay. But now, if you're finding yourself in that situation that you are under that pressure, let's say in a date, let's say inside of a relationship, and you are vulnerable, you are sensitive, you're broken, you're shaky, you're scared, you're not sure, you're not strong and powerful, in that situation, you must watch over yourself much more than a regular person. Because you should be aware to yourself that here you have your weakness. And to watch over yourself, it's not again not to be hurt. Sometimes it's not to defend yourself too much. Sometimes it's not to reject the people that loves you. Some good opportunities that have been offered to you to succeed in life with. But you need to be aware to yourself. A person must work on himself, on his self-awareness, and to check who am I and what's going on with me and where am I holding. And it doesn't mean to chase yourself and to blame yourself all the time. It's to be connected to who you are. It's the most simple thing in the world. You just need to stop ignoring yourself. You must give yourself respect to listen to your own thoughts. You come to a certain place, in one place you feel so welcome and so blessed and you say, wow, thank you, I feel so great. In another place, when you get in, you feel like, hey, everyone are looking at me. That's what I feel like, why are you looking at me right now? In every situation, a person must connect himself to the reality. Sometimes when you come to a place, you feel a blessing. Okay, so there is a reason why you feel that blessing. That blessing is coming for a reason. There is a certain blessing. Believe in yourself. If you felt blessing, if you felt good, if you felt something open, count on yourself. There is something good. Now, use your nose. Use your senses, use your powers, your wisdom, your skills, and try to feel, where is the blessing? What exactly I need to do? Ask yourself and listen to your voice while asking yourself, because your soul, your spirit, your emotions, your heart, your mind will answer immediately. Immediately you're going to find something. And if you came to a certain place, to an office, to a new job, to another opportunity, to a meeting, and you feel already so stressed, something is wrong. I don't know why, but like I feel something fishy. When you are standing in this situation and you feel those feelings, don't ignore it. Don't say, no, I just my imaginations, I'm just like scared, all those nonsense again. Listen. Believe in yourself. Try to follow your senses. It doesn't mean, now, okay, run away, for sure going to be a terror attack in the bill. No anxieties. Wait, listen to the truth. What am I sensing? What am I feeling? And when you will ask yourself, immediately you're going to see 1 inch further ahead. Another one step will be clearer for you. You're going to understand another understanding. And when a person is strong and is willing to find the truth, also in an inner aspect, in an inner search, he will find many truths about himself. You can find who you really are. You can know who you were in different lifetimes. You can understand the real purpose that for it you've been sent to this world in this lifetime. You can understand exactly why you are involved in that relationship. You can understand exactly why you have those weaknesses, why you have those addictions. You can understand exactly where they are coming from. A regular person that doesn't investigate, that doesn't listen to himself. Let's say about addictions. A person can be so addicted to certain things and like he's asking himself again and again, why in the world I'm falling to the same place over and over again and again? I already realized, I saw so many times, been clarified for me more than 100%, more than 100,000 times already that it's not good for me, that it's not healing me, that it's not building me, that it's destroying me, that I hate myself for that I disappoint my beloved ones because of that. Again and again and again. And again I'm falling to the same loop, I'm falling to the same pit. And why is it happening to me? A person that will not ask, a person that will not be willing and strong and stubborn to find the truth will be stuck in that loop forever. He will never find the power and the solution to go out from it. And even if he will go to experts, and even if he will go to professionals, and even if he will find himself clean for 5 years, for 10 years, when a horrible crisis might take place in his life, he can find himself in the same place or even lower. There is no guarantee. Until what? Until you make a real root canal and you fix things in their root. Now, how are you going to reach the root? How are you going to remember what took place in your life when you were 3 years old? Or maybe in a different lifetime. How will you remember? It's 30 years ago. You don't remember. Your emotional body worked so hard to deny that experience. Like you made a huge work on hiding it and forgetting all about it. And cut those relationships already and moved to another state. And you don't have a clue where it started. Because you built those walls of separation from that experience. Because it was so traumatic. And sometimes it's even earlier in a different lifetime. So how in the world are you going to remember something that took place 300, 700 years ago in a different body, in a different world? Like, how can I know? If you try to investigate over there, go to some mekubal, or going to someone that will read in the cards for you, I don't know, speak to the dead or something, it won't work. Because of the distance. The answer will not come because really it's too far to catch. But if you will make one step toward that place, if you will make a small investigation today, not finding everything about what happened back then, just you're going to listen to your voice, so you're going to make one step, but you will also going to build yourself while making that step. If now I'm going to open your eyes and going to show you exactly why you're so terrified from relationships, why you can't open yourself emotionally, if I'm going to show you the reason you're going to be so terrified from the reason, you will come back to that moment that you've been hurt so badly that you will close yourself exactly like you closed yourself when you were 3 or 7 or 300 years ago. You will block your emotions because you won't be able to deal with the stress. Why? There was a reason why you closed yourself when you were young. What was the reason? When you've been hurt. What was the reason? The reason was that it was too hard. That the pain was too severe, too hard to deal with. You didn't have the tools, the armor to stand in front of that difficulty and to face it. You never had the tools. You've been abused, you've been hurt, you've been violated. That's what that killed you. That's what that destroyed you. So, if I'll take you there, you're going to be destroyed again. Because you haven't built yourself since then. Not in that aspect. Because in that aspect, like we said, you're denying it. You're still hiding it. You're plastering like everything is good. But you know about yourself that you have a problem. If you're going to make one step toward that direction, and then check your stability and deal with that one understanding, one deeper thought that you have on that subject, it will give you the power in one day from now, in one week from now, to make another step to that direction. And when you'll feel the ground shaking under your leg, under your legs, and you'll be scared, if you will decide, okay, I'm not making another progress. I just want to stabilize myself over here. I want to work on that level. Here I'm standing. And you're going to work on yourself in that shaky level of yours. You're going to try to be a little bit more open in the relationship. In an aspect, in one aspect, you're going to try to work on yourself. One less cigarette. Well, at least not when I'm totally angry. I don't know, choosing a different kind of drug, lighter drugs, something. Depends on the addiction. Gonna try to talk to a friend about it. Maybe not an expert, maybe not a therapist, maybe not your children, I don't know, but not your parents. Okay, maybe not to go all the way, but you will make one progress about it. You will be able to admit with yourself in front of the mirror that you do have a weakness. And you're gonna accept it. And you're gonna work on yourself to stabilize yourself in that second step that you made in your progress, process of progress. English breaks your teeth as well, or that I'm the only one that is suffering? So, when you progress based on your powers, means that you are aware to your power. And you try and you check yourself. Is it too much? Is it taking too long? Am I still happy? Or that it's killing me and I must go back a few steps and then to re-prepare myself, check myself, organize myself for that experience again. Then by that wise preparation, you will build the vessel to finish that journey. And to come to the roots of your soul, to know exactly who you are and how you've been hurt and how it's affecting you until today. And a person cannot be healed from addictions. A person cannot be healed from emotional pain unless he will work on himself with honesty, one step after the other. If you will try to find quick solutions, you're not going to find them. Even they're not going to help you. Even if you will go to righteous people and to Mikubalim and to I don't know who, to famous people, it's not going to help you. It's not going to help you. Like an inner process, building your honesty, building and developing your self-awareness, reconnecting to your true self and using the tools that have been given to you naturally by the Creator. He gave you tools to solve every problem in your life. And He will be there for you when you will be honest. A person that is lying, the blessing of heaven is not hovering above him. He cannot enjoy the light of heaven because he is plastering and hiding the truth. And the Creator himself, he is the truth. And in this world, certain things are real things. Like that example, this is a wall. Okay, it's the truth. It's not white, that's the truth. That is a face of Hashem. The fact that the wall is not white and that it is a wall is a face of heaven. Hashem, the Creator, decided to show, to present himself in that truth. Now, to deny it, to say, no, it's not a wall, it's my husband and he's green, by doing that, you are lying and you're erasing the existence of the Creator. You're making up a whole different story that does not have no foundations, does not have no roots in the truth. So you erase the name of heaven, the name of the Creator that created that to be a wall, that created it not to be white for a reason, for no reason. You did it for your own fears. You did it for your own lusts, for your own desires, because you wanted to look wise, you wanted people to like you, you wanted to achieve something, you want to sell it to some. You had your evil, your foreign reason to bend and to twist the truth, even a simple truth like that. You don't need to twist the Torah and to twist the Gemara to become a liar. You can just lie about your condition. You can just lie about your reality. You can just lie about the direction that the person should take in the street. And by doing that, you are disconnecting yourself from the source of blessing that is the Creator Himself, that He is the God of truth. So if you want to be blessed, the only way to do it is to connect yourself to the truth, not in the high levels, just in the most simple levels of your life. To be who you are means to allow yourself to express who you are, to express your emotions. And even if you feel that your emotions, that your thoughts, that your feelings won't be accepted, won't be respected, won't be heard, okay, so you need to deal with that with truth, with the reality that you are now not able to speak. You need to deal with truth and not with shame and not with anger and not with poor mind that is suffering from judgments and criticism. Just to deal with it with truth. Okay, there's an issue. Here I see that the ground is not solid, is not stable enough to accept that seed of truth, to hear my feelings. Let's see how to work on it. Let me see how I can make my words to be sound in an easier way that will be accepted, in a softer way that maybe will. Sometimes there are certain truths that if you will say them, you can kill a person with that truth. Let's say that there is a homeless in the street. For 5 years he didn't saw a shower. So he doesn't smell good, right? But he doesn't say anything bad about him. It's the reality. Now, you has royal garments, a businessman, he wears a suit, whatever. You can see by his outfits, by his coverings, his honor. This is why we're saying, kol kvuda bat melech pnima. A woman that she is respectable, that she is righteous. Her light, her beauty is something inner, is something that shines from within. She doesn't need to take off her shirt that people will respect her. She doesn't need to remove, to take off her sleeves that people will see the color of her skin to appreciate. No, she will be respected by who she is. And based on that, people will appreciate her. And that, of course, belongs to every person. Now, when you want to say the truth, you need to make sure that that truth is not a naked truth, is not a truth that will hurt. Sometimes in relationship, you want to say something to someone, you can kill him. Like, just destroy him in one sentence when you are just exposing the truth, saying your real true feelings and slaughtering him by doing that. And that's not the real truth. Means that is not the truth that is welcome and blessed by heaven. A person needs to find a way how to dress, how to cover the truth, not because he wants to hide it, just because he wants it to be accepted by those ones that are about to hear it. There are certain people that are not able to hear rebuke. There are certain people that are not able to deal with the bare truth. For those people, you need to work on your skills, on your mouth, on your words, on the words that you are choosing and picking, your vocabulary, to use the right words that will fit for their level, for their ears, because they're sensitive, because they can be so offended and hurt. So a person, when he wants to deal with the truth, he doesn't need always to go and investigate all the way and to judge himself and to cut himself and slice himself, dissect himself to, oh, I need to know who I am and what am I doing and how could you do this and how could you do that? That's not the will of heaven. The real will of heaven is that we're going to live long life of happiness. That we will progress every day. That we will grow slowly but surely. That we will stabilize ourselves in every new floor, in every new level. That we will help other people to climb to that mountain with us. That we will give tools that based on our life experience to those ones that are still walking in a lower speed. Those ones that does not have those skills that we have, that we're going to make them also able to grow and to succeed and to climb. So for that, you need to be aware. You need to be connected. There are people, rabbis, teachers, that are rebuking, that are teaching, that are shooting, that are criticizing huge, huge societies, communities, cutting them, destroying them, disqualifying them. Oh, them? No way. This is not an option. Like cutting heads like it's nothing. When in reality, every hair of a person is so important that you cannot hurt one emotion of one person in no situation. It's written in the Mishnah, Noach lo la'adam, it's more comfortable to a human being, to a real person, to throw himself into the fire than to insult a person in public. A real human being that is sensitive to his people, he will feel more comfortable to throw himself to the fire than to shoot someone in his face, than to kill someone, than to destroy a person in public. A person must be sensitive. And when you check yourself and you see that you're not sensitive, or to other people, or to yourself, it's time to reveal the reason for that. To work on yourself and to find out, why am I being aggressive? Why am I being hard? Why am I not being patient? Why am I not listening? Why am I not sensitive enough to my environment? And to go and to investigate the level that you are at. You not always need to look for goals in the sky. You don't need always to look for miracles and such divine achievements. Sometimes the real treasures, the real diamond, are under your nose, in your flat, in your level, in your place, in your area, between your beloved ones, in your house. You can find such treasures inside yourself without even opening a book, before of even going to the synagogue, before of fasting, before of working on yourself. Just by connecting yourself to who you are, suddenly such amazing things can be revealed to you, can be revealed to us. And it depends only on the intention of the heart, in what is your real will. Because there are people that will sit in front of open books and gonna finish bookcases after bookcases, hundreds and thousands of books in their lifetimes. And you try to speak to that person and like you feel there's no one to talk to. Ignorant, selfish, lack of sensitivity, doesn't understand anything about life, doesn't care about people, self-centered, arrogant. And you look at him and like, oh, he's so learned and educated and for years. Like, you look at the person and he looks naked to you, looks empty-handed, not wise and not developed even in a basic way. Like, doesn't even have manners, like, can't speak with him at all. How can it be? Because all those years that he was coming to learn and opening and closing one book after the other, he was doing with the wrong intention. While he was opening and closing those books, he didn't took any spark from those books. Maybe even lost his own spark while praising himself and trying to make other people respect him and appreciate him for his so-called effort. Just pleasuring and satisfying himself and building a certain imagination, a fake reality of some importance that does not exist. Because the real greatness belongs to the humble ones, to those ones that are honest in their hearts, to those ones that are nice, to those ones that care, to those ones that will help another person, not only another Jew. Rabbi Yochanan would say, Shalom Aleichem, welcoming even a non-Jew in the market. There was no person in his lifetime that could say, I told him hello before he told me hello. Not even one person. He was greeting everyone. He would go to any person that would just walk and say, Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Aleichem, to every person in the market, to every person in the streets. This is a decent person. This is an open-minded person. Now, you don't need to act like him. You need to ask Hashem. You need to ask yourself, what does Hashem want from me? What is my life mission? His life mission, one of his life missions was to say Shalom Aleichem to every person. Maybe you have a different mission. Maybe in your life you are being called to do something totally else. But how you will know? If you will learn about Rabbi Yochanan, you're going to say, "Oh, right, I need to be like Rabbi Yochanan. Go to the streets," and losing yourself by saying Shalom Aleichem, and all your neighbors will close their doors in front of you. Because that's not the real purpose for that you've been created. You need to ask yourself, what is my real purpose? And then when you find it, when you find some stuff, some deep understandings about yourself, the main challenge is to believe that those things that you found about yourself are the truth. To believe in yourself. Like that example that we gave, that when you come in that office and you have an awkward feeling, you need not to ignore that feeling. You need to believe in yourself and ask yourself, what is bothering me in the office? What? Is it the people? Is it the building? Is it that I feel that I don't belong here? Like, what's the issue? Okay, so let's say that I felt that it's about the people. Okay, so now if it's about the people, so what is it about the people? Are they, the fact that they are here, is it making me feel bad about myself? Or maybe I feel that it's a dangerous environment. Maybe I feel that there is a risk. Now, okay, it's a risk. I feel I'm in a risk. Okay, so because of what? That's how you make your progress, one step after the other. But if you would deny that feeling in the beginning, oh no, those are just my fears. No, I must succeed. I'm going to make money. You are denying the inner voice of your soul that is hinting you that there is a certain risk. But if you will continue with that investigation, and it's not to stop the interview and not to go to the seventh floor, I'm not getting into the elevator, I need to make some lists. No, relax. Just listen to your thoughts. Flow with your thoughts and you will get to the right answer, and it will happen in no time. Because the Spirit of Heaven, the Spirit of the Creator is bringing you right now, when you are being truthful and connected from within, to the truth. So in no time, because the Creator is above time, you'll find answers that will help you and will save you, like the blessing that is saved for those blessed ones that are honest and connected in their hearts. For that you need to do that simple job. That simple work of being connected to your soul and not working only with your body, not basing your thoughts on your fears or your lusts or your desires. Just to base your thoughts on your inner feeling, listening to your voice, and for that you need to have a rule. When you have negative thoughts, those are the thoughts of the evil inclination. When you have positive thoughts, thoughts of hope, of trust, for happiness, good feeling, satisfaction, joy. Those thoughts are the thoughts that are coming from the soul, from the light of your soul. Again, when you feel negativity, when you feel broken, oh, I'm not going to make it, I'm going to lose it, here, I failed, I'm so horrible, I don't have a chance, everyone hates me, all those negative thoughts are the thoughts of the evil inclination. Those are thoughts that are coming to separate you from the truth. From the truth that the Creator is with you means that the Creator will help you to succeed in every situation, even when everything looks dark. Even if I go in the valley of shadows of death, I won't be scared because you are there with me, here with me. The Creator can save you from sure death. Even if a sharp sword is on his throat, he should not give up on asking for mercy, because if he will ask an honest request, he will be answered and he will be saved. And you can see that in your life when you are connecting yourself to the truth with no end, with no compromising, with no faith, with no weak mind. Just strengthening yourself more and pushing yourself to make another step, or at least to hold on and not to back off, not to give up, not to listen to those negative voices that are depressing you, that are breaking your self-esteem, that are telling you that you're not worthy, that you're not going to make it, that the Creator doesn't care about your prayers. All those foreign thoughts are thoughts and words that are coming from a dark world of lies. that are trying to hide the true existence of the Creator, that He is the one that is creating reality. For a Creator of a creation, there are no limits to change the creation. He is the Creator of the world. He can open the door when it's locked. He can make wonders, can open the sea, can bring clouds that will shoot the arrows back to those ones that shot them. He can defend you and protect you and provide your food in the desert for 40 years, that your clothes will wash themselves and be clean and will grow on you while you're growing. And if you don't believe in those wonders and in those miracles that took place in the life of our ancestors, there's only one reason for that. That you haven't tried to walk in that path in our days. Because if you will try to walk in that path in our days, you will experience the same wonders and miracles that took place in the lives of our ancestors. And you will be shocked and amazed and impressed from the greatness of the Creator that makes wonders inside nature also today. Because if you'll ask yourself, what? I haven't seen no miracle? I did. So what have I done with those miracles? What have I done with all those clarifications, with all those sparks that I collected along the way? I gave up on them. I listened to the voice of the evil inclination that told me that it was a coincidence, that it was once in a lifetime, that a wonder like that cannot happen again, that you don't have a right explanation about it, but you're for sure not worthy to enjoy that light again, and on and on and on. And he's breaking your self-esteem and pushing you to give up on being truthful and just simply who you are. When you want to be who you are, immediately you meet the Creator. You won't lose the path. You won't be different. You won't be drifted somewhere else. You will find the central point. You'll find the purpose for life. You'll find the true destiny and reason why you've been created. You'll have a purpose in life. You're going to have meaningful life. You'll find an inner power, a source, an inner spring of energy that will give you the push, the motivation to grow and to face more challenges and to succeed in all of them and to complete and achieve all your goals and also to help other people to come with you. And to those people, you don't need to water the wide world. You don't need to give money to everyone. You should help them to find their own inner source. They can find money in their life. They don't need your money. You can give charity. You're obligated to do your share. But you don't need to take full responsibility on the wide world. Okay, now I'm going to feed all the poor. I'm going to dress all the naked. I'm going to build houses to all the homeless. No, that's not no one's mission. Every person has a certain mission in his area. To take care and help his surroundings with the tools that he has, with the power that he's been blessed with, and not with more than that, but not to ignore those ones that you received. And when you will use those ones that you've been blessed with, you will have that inner light. Your success will shine to those surroundings of yours, not to pretend that they are you, to imitate you, to try to be like you. They will learn from you how to become themselves, because you won't go and force them to change to become like you, because you became who you are because that's who you are. And you will know, you will be honest to share and to tell them, listen, I've not succeeded because I'm talented, because I'm gifted, because I've been blessed. You're not going to start making up lies. You're not going to try to butter them and to block their eyes to follow you, because you achieved your things because you were truthful. So as a truthful person, you're just going to say, I don't know, Hashem just helped me. I just tried to be honest. I just tried to be nice, and Hashem really blessed me. And they will learn from your honesty that if they will be honest, if they will find their true selves, if they will allow themselves to express their thoughts, their feelings, their emotions, they will feel better with themselves. Like that you, oh, you look good. You look like you're succeeding, like you made it. How you did it? I was just finding my truth. I was just being honest. I was just trying to do the best I could. And they will learn from you how to become themselves. And you will build houses, and they will dress the poor, and they will give charity, and you will teach Torah, and you will hang out with their children and help, and they will help elder people and will make their job in life. And everyone has his skills. And everyone received blessings and talents and treasures that are treasured inside of him. And everyone in his location, in his environment, to his surroundings, should reveal the godly light that is treasured inside of him. And to do that, for that, you should connect yourself, first of all, to your truth. And then you'll find the divine and inner truth of heaven that is inside of you. First of all, to be honest with who you are. And even if you're finding yourself in an honest way that you're facing difficulties, so deal with those difficulties in honesty, in an honest way, in a way of honor, in a way of patience, working on your attributes, trying to be as nice as you can, as patient as you can, as understanding and soft as you can. But also to protect yourself and to take care of yourself and take care of your beloved ones and not to be scared to say the truth, not only when you open up and you want to be nice, also when you're scared, also when you need to defend the ones you love. Sometimes we're afraid to do that. Sometimes we're afraid to protect those ones that are so precious to us. And we must break that fear. We must confront that fear. We must fight with our negative thoughts that something might happen. Nothing will happen to you if you will be truthful. If you will be loyal, the Creator will be there for you. Remind yourself of that. Even if, like we said before, sometimes you think to yourself that you remember, you should remember that you might forget. And you need to remind yourself that thing like a mantra over and over. Repeat and repeat those words to yourself. To have a daily conversation with yourself, to have a daily conversation with the Creator is the most recommended advice I can give you. To go for a certain time in your day, a time that is good for you, that is a healing time for you, that you have that time is clear and open for you, and to go and to be honest in that time, and to talk the truth in that time with yourself and with your Father in heaven, to express your desires and your holy will, and to confess and to apologize on your weaknesses and on your failures, to ask for help, and to ask for clarifications, and to be open, and to ask the truth. And those words of truth will be answered for sure. Because like we said, the Creator is close to everyone who calls Him with truth. Thank you very much, and Chazak u Baruch. May the Creator bless us all. Amen.